Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 22nd of March, recording at 9:20 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. It's been a quiet day overall in stock markets. In Asia, we saw a little bit of profit-taking, but not in China. In terms of the mainline indices, or the in terms of the A-share indices, and not in Japan. Europe was mixed, with small gains in some markets, small losses in others. The Americas did a little better. Wall Street had been expected to be down in the U.S., as reflected by the futures markets at any rate, before the opening, but picked up with some of the healthcare shares to the fore following that vote in the House of Representatives. Now, we saw modest gains, I'd say, across the Americas, but quiet activity overall. Long-dated government bond prices were a little bit firmer in here today. The dollar was a little bit easier. Precious metals saw a shakeout, which is sort of a follow-on from last Friday's selling pressure, but subsequently regained most of the losses. So, for instance, gold is currently now trading at $1,102.60, but it was about $12 lower at one stage today. The industrial metals are slightly easier, with the exception of copper, which is just up a fraction. Crude oil had recovered from an earlier loss to show a modest gain, closed at 81.60. But I emphasize quiet activity overall. Well, why might that be the case? And the answer is that we had seen a pretty good rally in a number of markets, most stock markets, I would say, and a number of commodities. And that really started about 5 weeks ago. And for the equity markets, we had seen reversions to the trend mean, represented by the rising 200-day moving averages that I've mentioned on so many occasions. That was a moment of truth, period, for stock markets, as I described it on several occasions at the time. In other words, having seen that ranging pullback to the rising 200-day moving averages, which are an important potential support level, we really did need to see some solid gains following the test of the MAs, and that's exactly what we have seen. So today, as I also mentioned last week, we have short-term, slightly overbought conditions here in stock markets. But I don't think that's serious. And one of the reasons I don't think it's serious, despite all the nervousness that's expressed in the markets, is because we had several months of ranging during that reversion to the mean. Now, that ranging pullback phase caused a number of investors to turn more cautious. That all certainly helped to push the U.S. dollar higher, albeit from an oversold condition, which was another factor in that rally. But the technical action that we see is really, I think, quite reassuring overall, if you put it into the context that we are slightly overbought here right now. Now, what will happen in response to a slightly overbought condition? Well, would we get a big correction, for instance? Unlikely, in my view, and certainly not without seeing some very clear downward dynamics to frighten investors. But we're unlikely to see another big correction anytime soon, in my view, because we had such a lengthy ranging consolidation during the reversion to the mean. So I think we're just going to see a bit of backing and filling here, a quiet orderly consolidation, in other words, within these rising trends. And I think this is still quite a favorable environment overall for global stock markets. Now, bond prices, there have been some very dramatic calls for substantially higher interest rates. Okay, many of those calls, I'm talking about people talking about long-dated government bond yields, of course. We've seen a lot of headline-grabbing comments about dramatic rises in yields for long-dated government bonds. Well, at Fuller Money, we think that those long-dated government bond yields will push up over the longer term, but in the short term and possibly the medium term, they're still ranging. I think quantitative easing is one of the factors behind that. Some of those programs are supposed to end at the end of this month, which is certainly not far away, but we'll see to what extent they actually end, because these governments could just as easily extend their quantitative easing programs should they wish to or feel the need to do so. That's another factor. And when you get the Fed saying that, and I think the Bank of England may have said something similar, that they would continue with the quantitative easing through the month of March, it's hardly surprising that investors might take a slightly more cautious slant here as we approach that deadline. But at the moment, at any rate, we have a benign environment in terms of those long-dated government yields. We have a benign environment in terms of monetary policy generally. And we have a relatively benign environment in terms of commodity prices, particularly as far as the main staple grain and bean complex is concerned. Those prices are arguably reasonably low. So, again, I think this is a favorable environment for additional gains in the U.S. stock market. What about these currencies? The rumbling uncertainty expressed in Europe over the Greek situation is supportive to the U.S. dollar against the euro, but really this is now old news, and it's mostly factored into the price. And we have seen the currency trends diverge. In other words, up until December, we had a weak dollar, falling back down to those important lows that we had seen between March and July of 2008. So it was all one way until December for the dollar, and that was downwards. Starting in December, we saw a one-way move in the opposite direction with the dollar rallying against just about everything. And as of at least a month ago, we've seen the dollar's rally peter out and be largely reversed, if not more than reversed, against some of the resources currencies and some of the Asian currencies. So we've got a mixed picture here overall, and a lot of ranging activity going on. So nothing all that dramatic there to either alarm or to excite. It's a quiet period, and I think it's a quietly bullish period overall for stock markets. And I think that's pretty much it for today, so I'll just say all the best to all of you.